shine for God. God, we know that the world didn't receive because the world loved darkness rather than the light. But God, help us to realize that we got to have the light of God, the love of the Lord in our life, God. God, help us to realize it tonight. God, every one of us, Lord, bless us. Give us wisdom, Lord. Give us the understanding, the knowledge we need, God. The strength in the inner man. God, the Bible speaks about strengthening the inner man. God, bless us, Lord, to have the strength on the inside. God, that we can stand on the outside of this world. God, that we can have what it takes to be the soldiers of God that you want us to be, Lord. That we can be the men and women and the children of God that you'd have us to be, Lord. Standing on the promises of God. God, help us in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's a way to go, and we know that's the right way. Follow God, follow the Lord, follow the Word of God. God, help us to stick in there, Lord, and straight walk straight, God. You told Paul to go to straight street, God. Help us, Lord, to stay on that straight street, God, that straight and narrow way, God, that leads to eternal life. God bless Sister Lisa. She said, remember her tonight. Sister Peggy. God bless Sister Marcel. She's sick in her body. Donna Kay and her children, her child, Tiffany, her grandchildren. Lynn and Anita, Lord, Ronnie. Abby, Lord, bless them in heaven, God. They need to know you, Lord. They need to know you for the self, Lord. God bless all our children and grandchildren. God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be a light to them, God. Help us to be a witness to them. Help us to see them give their heart and life to the Lord. God, we'll praise you and thank you for it. God, we'll thank you throughout all eternity, God. God, bless the service tonight, Lord. God, help us to move forward. God, help us to be content in serving God. You see, God, this contentment is great gain. Lord, help us to make great gain for you, God, for the glory of God. God, that we could be counted as a people for God. In the name of Jesus, God, do bless us. Do bless your people, Lord. Lord, we thank you and praise you forevermore. Lord, bless you. Bless us to keep you in front of us. God, bless you to your name. God, bless you to your name. Praise the good Lord. Praise the good Lord. Praise the good Lord.
Oh,
space. I think they have a hard time selling a movie anymore without special effects, which I ain't seen none, but they got now where they don't want nothing real no more. It's got to be special effects, you know. Praise the Lord. They said some of them movies that ain't nothing but computerized mess. They make like millions, hundreds of millions, and billions of dollars off of them. But they ain't seen those special effects that Jesus splits that eastern sky. You talk about some special effects. They ain't never had nothing in 3D or no other D that's going to be like the Lord splitting them eastern skies. Amen. Praise the Lord. You talk about heading for a jubilee. We're going to be headed yonder in the sky. When they leave the saints leave this world, they're going to think Star Wars wasn't nothing.
I didn't think it was nothing no way. I seen it years ago.
I can tell you one thing. When the Lord comes back and split them eastern skies, praise the Lord, and all them saints are flying to that jubilee. Praise the Lord. Amen. Philadelphia and all the rest of them are going to be gone to nothing because they won't never see nothing like that again. Praise the Lord. Jesus coming after you and me. What page you got this week? 1-8. Page 1-8. Thank you.
on earth, praise the Lord. It's going to be a gathering place for God's children after a while. And it's going to be called the Jubilee. Amen. It's going to be a Jubilee for God's people. Amen. You know what the Jubilee is going to be for? For overcoming this world. Amen. Holding on to the end. Amen. Expect, watch, and waiting for Jesus to come. Brother Sam, you want to come and say one for us, brother? You got one? Bring some of the rest of them up there. Come on, sing one. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Sister Cameron, you want this cordless mic? Lord.
It's good to have y'all with us. Praise the Lord. God so loved the world, He gave us all what we need.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He gives us what we need now. Praise the Lord. Hey, God, ain't nothing good to do. All y'all can, let's meet down there Wednesday night for the mission now. We're going to cancel service here on Wednesday night. So if you ain't going out of town, no worries, let's meet down there. If you can't go other times, other service, in the morning, night service, whatever you can. If you can, let's at least meet down our Wednesday night. All right, see you Thursday. So, I'm kind of looking forward to going down there. There was such a good spirit down there at that 11 o'clock service yesterday morning. It was good and free. It was a free spirit. Free indeed, praise the Lord. He who the Son set free is free indeed. Praise the Lord. Sister Lily, she went and speaking in tongues and testified by her yesterday about how sweet Jesus is. You can near about see the honey and the milk and the honey flowing. Praise the Lord. Anybody been serving the Lord for 60 years, they'll know how to testify just right. If he can do it, he can testify. You can speak in tongues, talking about Jesus. He makes it sound so sweet. And it makes you almost feel like she's talking about a big old juicy apple cobbler or something. She gets to talking about Jesus. Your mouth just about go to water. She can make it sound sweet like the honeycomb. Amen. Sweet like the sweetest honey. Praise the Lord.
That's the way it is.
pretty sunburned one day. I tell you, more than anything, we've got to make it.
That's right.
Those out to be in the same shall be saved. Praise the Lord. You got nothing you want to sing, sister Blessed? Yeah, sing. They're singing some pretty songs here while we had. I cut the speakers on while they were singing through them and using them too. Microphone and sing real loud. said one thing I'm going to do is lay my crown at the master's feet. Amen. That sounds like they know what they're talking about, don't they?
Yeah.
Come on, Sis Dame. Y'all pray for us. Come to the Word.
Brother Darrell, just to hear him say, well done, it'd be worth it all.
Yeah,
yes, it will. Yes, it will. It'd be worth all the pain, all the sorrow, all the disappointment in life.
Right.
It'd be worth it all.
That's right. That's exactly
just
right.
Just hear him say, well done. Don't give up the fight.
That's
we're
right.
In a fight.
Yes, we are.
But let's not give up. We can make it.
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
We can make it.
That's right. Sometimes somebody tells you you can make it and clap. You know, we need encouragement. We need encouragement. This is a tough and trying time, you know. And it said, you know, even if it'd be a few that would make it, that would find a way. You know, Brother Jonathan, it's tough. And it's hard to gain them because it's this end times that people feel like it's impossible. But the Lord can help you. He said all things are possible. With him nothing is impossible. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Joshua chapter 1. That's Joshua chapter 1, start with verse 6. I know I read these verses, or at least one of these verses, a few weeks ago. The Lord kind of led me back here this morning. Joshua 1, chapter 1, start with verse 6. Can we find it? You would say amen.
Amen.
Joshua chapter 1 and verse 6. Joshua's between Deuteronomy and the Old Testament and Judges. Joshua chapter 1 and verse 6. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses thy servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Say a prayer for me. Lord, you want me to help me right here. The book of law, which Moses was talking about, is the first five books of the Bible. I mean, Joshua's. You know, not Moses, Joshua. They were written by Moses. It was Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That's all he had to secure. He didn't have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John telling him about Jesus and mercy and grace. And he didn't have Corinthians telling him what to do and what not to do. And Romans. He didn't have none of those books. All he had was the first five books of the Bible. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And God told him, he said, be strong and courageous. Follow the books, Brother Samuel. Whatever's in the books, that's the law. Follow it. That's all he told him. Be strong and courageous and follow the book. Now, Sister Dana, he didn't tell him. He said, Sister Caleb, you're going to face a mountain. And you're going to face rivers. And you're going to hear a bunch of people whining and complaining about how they don't like you. And they don't like what you're doing. And they don't like how you're handling things. And they don't like what you're saying. And they don't like this. And they don't like that. Because the Lord didn't tell you nothing about that. He didn't say, you will cross many a hot desert. And you will wish many a day you had water and there ain't going to be none. He didn't tell you that, Sister Pam. He didn't say, Joshua, there's going to be so many battles. And there's going to be so many
courage.
Yeah.
And follow the law.
Right.
You wear a shirt on the bottom of that mountain like you wear on the top of that mountain. You believe in the Lord at the bottom of the mountain like you will believe in on the top of the mountain.
Yeah.
All the way up. It's a straight and a narrow way. He said, Joshua, don't fear to the left and don't fear to the right. You got three things to help you get up that mountain.
Yeah.
Be strong. Pull yourself up. If you have to pull out the money grub, pull up. He said, be courageous.
He says something he shouldn't say, because I know he won't. But if he does, You be strong and courageous and follow the law.
Right.
For the sake of somebody's being doing something that ought not to be and hurting your feelings and being rough, you be strong and courageous and follow the law.
Right.
Sister Lisa, if I do something to you, be strong and courageous. Follow the law.
Right.
Well, you at home and the devil comes in your house,
yeah,
be strong and courageous and follow the law.
Right.
I think about Brother Tony and Sister Carol and Aunt Marcel a lot. And I ain't saying this to offend about it, but it takes a lot of courage to be in those wheelchairs and hold on to the Lord. I admire you, Brother Tony, because that's a lot of courage. I mean, you know, people who get disabled, but the Lord, you still hold on to the Lord, even when it's hard. That's being courageous. That's being strong. And that's following the law.
Right.
I'm telling you something. The law sometimes, everybody faces a point where they wish, Lord, I wish I could do that. I wish I could say that. But all the way up the mountain, the whole way, you got to follow that law. Joshua didn't have it. The first five books.
Right.
I believe you can take one verse and make it. Because if you follow the Lord like you should, one verse, the Lord will teach you everything else. This book is powerful. Just a dab will do you. You don't want just a dab. You know, if you're coming out to the end of your life, Sister Lisa, and all you can get is a dab, I believe a dab will do you. But the longer you hear, the more you need.
That's right.
The more you need. But I appreciate the Lord tonight. And I certainly hope that I helped somebody. That's what the Lord laid in my heart this morning. Well, actually, when I was praying for Sister Carrie, well, you know that Sister Carrie said some of her power shot off on me, and the Lord gave me a little bit of a message. But if you feel like you need to, I feel like when you take time to come around and pray, it's important to pray for the church and pray for ourselves. Unity comes when you pray for each other.
Yeah.
You're at home, all this thing, you pray for me, and I pray for you. You know somebody loves you. And you know somebody cares for you. And we're all important to this church.
Right.
It's a vessel, and we make up pieces. It's a body, and we make up body parts.
Right.
I appreciate the Lord tonight, and I'll gather around and pray just like you feel.